Yes. Got it. At this time, I'd like to call to order the Planning and Zoning Commission meeting of May 13th, 2024. And the time is now 6:20 p.m. All right. Would you please turn off your phones or set them on vibrate during our meeting, please, as courtesy to everyone? Okay. Have you called the roll yet, Ms. Kim?
I could call it. Commissioner Tagg.
Aye. Here.
Commissioner Anderson.
Aye.
Commissioner Here. Harris.
Aye.
Commissioner Ross.
Aye.
Commissioner Moore. Here.
Present.
Aye.
Oh, aye. I'm sorry. Aye.
All in present.
Okay. So Craig and Benjamin.
Yep, I got Ben.
Okay. Kim and Tom. Thank you. Item B, at this time, anyone will be allowed to speak on any matter other than personal matters or matters under litigation for a length of time not to exceed 3 minutes. No council or board discussion or action may take place on a matter until such matter has been placed on the agenda and posted in accordance with the law. Are there any people present who would like to make a public comment or receive and give us a petition at this time? Do we have anybody registered?
I do not, ma'am.
Okay. I believe. Did you want to speak now? Yes. Come up.
This is open public comment. You have the opportunity to speak on the case. If you want to speak on the zoning case, you have an opportunity to speak during that item.
Okay. Yeah. So you can speak also.
Yes.
When we
you can go ahead and speak now. I believe you said that you weren't sure you could stay for the full item.
Okay.
All right. Just give us your name and address for our records, please.
Okay. Arlene Knobloch, 12727 Pinewood Street, here in Tomball. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, that's fine.
Okay.
You can speak for 3 minutes.
I don't
minutes.
Do this. I'm kind of nervous. I just wanted to come tonight because I live in the subdivision on Tice Lane and Cherry Street, Pine Meadows subdivision. And I know a few years ago we kind of went through the same situation where something was trying to be built on the lot next to our homes. And I just wanted to say that I did attend a meeting that these gentlemen who have the lot now, and they visited with all of us in the subdivision and presented what they wanted to build there. I was very impressed with these gentlemen. I really felt like they were concerned for our subdivision and respected the fact that these were homes, that families lived here. And, you know, there were children in the neighborhood, and what they had planned seemed to be very family-oriented. And a few years ago, I was very against what was going in, and I just wanted to let you know that I really think that if this is changed to, I believe it's residential retail, that I think it would be a good thing for our subdivision. So. Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. She's supporting. Okay. Is there anybody else who would like to speak regarding any item? All right. Thank you. Okay. Staff, are there any reports or announcements to be heard?
Just a couple. I wanted to update you that the two zoning cases you heard last month were both approved by City Council. That is the single family 6 rezoning on Tomball Cemetery Road, as well as the commercial rezoning on Ag Road. And lastly, I want to remind you of the joint workshop we're going to have next week, next Monday night at 4 p.m. We're going to be talking about tree protection and noise. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you. Consideration to approve minutes of the regular Planning and Zoning Commission meeting of April 8th, 2024. Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
Move to approve.
Thank you, Commissioner Anderson. Is there a second?
A second.
Thank you, Commissioner Ross. Are there any discussion or any corrections to the minutes? All right, seeing none. Ms. Kim, would you please call the roll?
Yes. Commissioner Anderson.
Aye.
Commissioner Harris.
Aye.
Commissioner Ross.
Aye.
Commissioner Moore.
Aye.
Commissioner Tag.
Aye.
Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you. All right. New business. In accordance with the Tomball Municipal Code, should the commission recommend denial of any zoning change request, the commission shall provide reasons to the applicant for the denial if so requested by the applicant. E1. Okay. Consideration to approve the final plat of Mendoza Estates, a subdivision of a 2.000-acre tract known as part of Tracks 7 and 8 as recorded under HCCF, number RP2017-374990 of the J. Pruitt Survey, abstract 629, Harris County, Texas. Staff, could we have your presentation, please?
Yes, ma'am. I have two final plats to bring before the commission this evening, the first being Mendoza Estates, which is generally located within the 300 block west side of South Persimmon Street. This property is currently within the SF6 zoning district, and this final plat creates 7 lots out of a total of 2 acres. The recommendation today is, my notes aren't here and I don't have my glasses. Consistent with Chapter 40, Article 2 of the Code of Ordinances. Actually, where are we off here?
You need readers?
Oh, I apologize.
No, Word. Go ahead.
So this is a visual representation of the Mendoza Estates. Upon a formal review, city staff found that this subdivision plat is consistent with Chapter 40, Article 2 of the Code of Ordinances. Staff recommends approval with conditions, these being prior to the final approval and recording of the subdivision plat, engineering construction plans, public infrastructure plans must be submitted and approved by the City of Tomball, illustrating how all required public improvements associated with this development will be constructed, specifically being water, sewer, and gas mains extended to serve this community, as well as a private street or a public street. Also, prior to recordation of the subdivision plat, all required public improvements associated with the development must be installed in accordance and approved with the approved construction plans and or suitable financial guarantee provided, covering all costs of the remaining improvements as deemed acceptable by the city engineer. And also, all staff comments provided to the applicant must be revised for and addressed in full. Okay. Next, we have the Tomball Shopping Center final plat. Do we vote on that before we move on?
We need to finish with the other one first.
I think we're ready for approval.
Mm-hmm.
We're ready for a motion.
That concludes my presentation.
Okay. May I have a motion to approve this final plat of Mendoza Estates with contingencies?
I make a motion to approve the Mendoza Estates plat with contingencies.
Thank you, Commissioner Harris. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Thank you, Commissioner Moore. Okay. Is there any discussion or question for the applicant? Okay, would you please call the roll, Ms. Kim?
Yes, ma'am. Commissioner Ross.
Aye.
Commissioner Moore?
Aye.
Commissioner Tag?
Aye.
Commissioner Anderson?
Aye.
Commissioner Harris?
Aye.
Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you. E2, consideration to approve the final plat of Tomball Shopping Center being a commercial subdivision of 5.008 acres of land in the Chauncey Goodrich Survey A311 in the city of Tomball, Harris County, Texas. Staff, could we have your presentation, please?
Yes, ma'am. Next is the Tomball Shopping Center final plat, generally located in the 15,500th block south side of FM 2920, just east of the Days Inn that is presently there. This property is currently within the commercial zoning district, and this plat creates one lot out of the total area of 5 acres. Here's a visual representation of what the plat will look like. Upon formal review, city staff found this subdivision plat consistent with Chapter 40, Article 2 of the Code of Ordinances. Staff recommends approval with conditions, these being the same as the other one, with specifically being a water main extension, and if applicable, the extension of an adequate gas line, as specified by the city engineer. And then contingency on the same as the other one as well.
Could you state the conditions, please?
Yes, ma'am. Prior to the final approval or recording of this subdivision plat, engineering construction plans, public infrastructure plans must be submitted and approved by the city of Tomball, illustrating how the required public improvements associated with this development will be constructed, specifically being a water main extension, and if applicable, the extension of an adequate gas line as specified by the city engineer. Also, prior to the recordation of this subdivision plat, all required public improvements associated with this development must be installed in accordance and with the approved construction plans and or suitable financial guarantee provided to the city covering the overall cost of remaining improvements as deemed acceptable by the city engineer.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
May I have a motion to approve the final plat of Tomball Shopping Center with contingencies?
Motion to approve.
Thank you, Commissioner Anderson. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Commissioner Ross. Is there any discussion? Any questions? Seeing none, would you please call the roll, Ms. Kim?
Yes, ma'am. Commissioner Harris?
Aye.
Commissioner Ross?
Aye.
Commissioner Moore?
Aye.
Commissioner Tag?
Aye.
Commissioner Anderson?
Aye.
Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you. All righty. Going to conduct a public hearing in consideration to approve zoning case Z24-07, a request by Tice Lane and South Cherry Street LLC to amend Chapter 50 zoning of the Tomball Court of Ordinances by rezoning approximately 1.905 acres of land legally described as Reserve A Block 3 of Pine Meadows from Single Family Residential 6, SF 6, to Neighborhood Retail, NR. The property is located at 12703 Tice Lane at the southwest corner of Tice Lane and South Cherry Street within the city of Tomball, Harris County, Texas. Staff, could we have your presentation, please?
Yes, this item is a request by Tice Lane and South Cherry Street LLC to rezone 1.905 acres from Single Family 6 to Neighborhood Retail. Here's a map highlighting the property in yellow. The property is located at the southwest corner of Tice Lane and South Cherry Street. The applicant has indicated their desire to construct a small shopping center to cater to the area, including possible uses such as a neighborhood cafe, medical practice, donut, or sandwich shop. The Neighborhood Retail District was recently created with the goal of accommodating a limited range of retail uses, services, and offices to serve neighborhood areas. Uses permitted in the Neighborhood Retail District are intended to be compatible adjacent to neighborhoods. And also, the recent enhancements to screening and buffering requirements do provide more protection to the adjacent properties. Photo of the property is shown at the top left. Nearby properties include the Pine Meadows subdivision, rural residential properties, and commercial uses across Tice Lane. Property is currently zoned single family 6. Surrounding properties are zoned single family 20, which you see in yellow. Single family 6, which is in orange. It's a little hard to see, but that's on the bottom left of the screen. Commercial in red, which is to the north, and light industrial in purples. The property is designated as neighborhood residential in the future land use plan. The area in purple is designated as business park and industrial. According to the comprehensive plan, primary land uses within the neighborhood residential designation should consist of single-family detached homes. However, small, low-intensity commercial services are also appropriate within this category where intersections of major roadways exist, such as South Cherry Street and Tice Lane. Since the property is located at the corner of two major roadways, access to development can only be made from South Cherry Street and or Tice Lane. The rezoning request does conform to the goals of the comprehensive plan. Notification of the rezoning was mailed to properties within 300 feet. We did receive two comment forms in opposition of this rezoning. City staff does recommend approval. The request to rezone to neighborhood retail does meet the intent of the newly created zoning district, and uses permitted in that district are compatible with neighborhood areas. Also, the recently enhanced buffering and screening regulations provide more protection for the neighboring properties, and the request conforms to the goals of the comprehensive plan. The applicant is also here and has a presentation as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Will the applicant please come forward to present your case, state your name and address for our record, please?
Good evening. My name is Matt Lawrence. My address is 16023 Rudgwick Lane. I'm a managing partner at Lone Star Development. We are the owners of the southwest corner of Tyson Cherry. And this is a presentation. We are a local real estate development company. We design, build, manage, lease all of our properties internally. We're not from out of town, we're from the area, so we don't develop, sell to out of town, you know, real estate developers. We build, hold our assets. You can go to the next slide. So this is a map, Tom Ball. We are also the owners and developers of Huffsmith Corville Business Park. That's a 44,000 square foot mixed use development on Huffsmith Corville next to Smitty's. And we've received a really great acceptance from the market. We really invested a lot. We put in a lot of extra effort into making the buildings nice, using top of the line materials, and we don't cut corners when we develop. You can go to the next. So what we're proposing is a neighborhood retail development. I've been working hand in hand with Craig and Jared over the last year to get this neighborhood retailing zoning passed. We've also worked hand in hand with the surrounding community. When we first purchased the property, I passed out a flyer to the entire neighborhood and just introduced myself and said, hey, we're the developers, we want to do this, we want to work with you and not against you. And last month I also passed out a flyer and inviting everybody to an information session. I invited city council, I invited planning and zoning, I invited the city manager just to introduce ourselves and show like what we want to develop. We want to bring something nice to the neighborhood. We really want to bring value to the surrounding area. So as you guys know, neighborhood retail is a lot more restrictive. We cannot lease to businesses that are operating between 11 p.m. and 6 a.m. And as Craig stated, the buildings have to be brought to the street, and the buildings are not going to be aligned with the houses behind. So we're going to put up a concrete or a brick wall, a tall wall, that's one of the requirements, and we're going to have a 20-foot landscaping buffer between the homes and the parking lot. So you can go to the next slide. So what we want to do is really develop aesthetic, a nice destination retail. Tom Ball, what we've noticed, we're not even finished with our development on Hussmith Corville, and the retail building's completely leased out. There's such demand for destination retail, good restaurants, cafes, bakeries in the area. There's really not a lot of, you know, Tom Ball's exploding. Tom Ball, there's a lot of people come to the area. People love Tom Ball because it's safe, clean, a good place to live, a good place to work. And with all these families moving to the area, there's really a lack for places for these family and residents to go to. That's what something we've really noticed. So what we want to develop is two similar but very unique buildings that will really be an enhancement to the area. So you can go to the next. So this is the area. As you see, it's the corner of Tice and Cherry. We are really close to Holdereth, which is getting expanded to four lanes. We are half a mile away from the future site of Costco. And, you know, if Costco's coming to the area, it's just going to mean more and more homes coming to the surrounding area. And we really want to have small local businesses supporting those people moving to this area. You can go to the next. So this is going to be the site plan. On the south and west are the adjacent homes, and we're going to put either concrete or a nice brick fence along that. Plus, there's going to be a 20-foot landscaping buffer. So there's going to be three trees planted every 25 feet. I think that's a requirement. We spoke with the residents, and that was one of their main concerns is, what's going to be right behind our house. And since there's going to be a permanent wall structure that doesn't need to be improved or maintained every few years, it's going to be something that really separates and keeps the home safe. That was our number one concern. Also, lighting and noise pollution was also a concern, and we're going to do the engineering and the work with our MEP so that the surrounding area doesn't get a lot of light pollution. And how our lights are designed is that they go 90 degrees down so that they're not sending light into the surrounding areas. So the parking lot has to be hidden from the streets. The buildings has to be brought to Tice and to Cherry. And if you go further, I'm going to show you how we designed them. So this is coming from Tice Lane. If you're heading from Walmart and you enter in this entrance, this is going to be the front elevation. As you see, there's going to be a lot of storefronts. The back area, we are going to dress up the buildings 360 degrees, so it's going to be very inviting, very welcoming from all angles. So it's not going to be people passing on Tice and on Cherry are not going to see metal backs. They're going to be concrete tilt wall buildings dressed up with a lot of architectural features. You see here, we're going to use wood paneling tower, just a really nice looking feature. The side's going to be concrete, a dark concrete tilt wall panel with nice exclusive metal paneling system around it. You can go to the next. This is the look from inside the parking lot. We're going to use a lot of old Chicago brick to match the buildings on both sides. So we're going to use a lot of brick. As you see, this is the entrance to the building. So a lot of storefronts, very inviting, perfect for cafes, bakeries, restaurants. You can go to the next. This is the other building. It's going to be designed with similar architectural features, but we're going to be using a light tone. In the middle of the two buildings, we want to design a covered patio so that restaurants can have cafes, can have outdoor seating. We want to have potential to have areas where families can bring their kids so the kids can play while the families get something to eat. So that's going to be a covered patio area in between the two buildings. You can go to the next. And this is the entrance from Cherry Street. So very similar to the other ones, but as I said, similar architectural features, but they're not going to be the same building. They're not going to be exactly designed same. We're going to be using different architectural features on both, but unison to bring the two buildings together. Okay, you can go to the next. This is going to be the street view. So as you can tell, it's not just going to be back metal panels. It's going to be a lot of architectural features, great for patios, great for, cafes, restaurants, anything. I think it's going to be a destination retail place. We really put a lot into the design and the features, because we want to bring in like really good restaurants to the area, place restaurants and businesses, also offices. You know, we could service a lot of different businesses with these buildings. You can go to the next. This is a rendering of the covered patio. I mean, who doesn't want to hang out here on a Saturday? So, okay. Proposed timeline, if this is passed, we will start working on the civil design. And then we plan on, if it's passed by the community and by you all, we plan on starting construction in August and start leasing at the beginning of next year. You can go to the next. This is the business park, Huffsmith Corville Business Park, that we just completed in April. We are now building out the individual suites and still in leasing phase. As I said before, we are reserved, 100% reserved in a retail building, and we are about 50 to 60% occupied in the rest of the park. And if you look at this business park, you know, you can stop by our business park. I would be more than happy if you stop by. We did a lot more to make this not just a business park, but just a mixed use. The synergy in that park, the different features that we use, the lighting that we use, we really went above and beyond to deliver a great product to Tomball. You can go to the next. Construction, we were really on top of our game, I have to say, in construction. We started site work in June, and we delivered the product in April. And I gave my contact information. I will be the contact person for the community. I'll be managing the product. I gave the community, the people who showed up to the meeting last week, I gave them my word. If there's any issues, I'm the person to speak to. I'll be managing the product, the development. I'll be leasing it out. We are from the community. We want to bring something awesome to Tomball. We really think with this idea in this neighborhood retail zoning, it would be a huge benefit, not only to the surrounding area, but to Tomball. And thank you so much for the time. If you have any questions, please let me know.
The public hearing on zoning case Z24-07 is now called to order. Let the record show that the time is now 6:47 p.m. Okay. Is there anybody here who would like to speak regarding this request? You'll have 3 minutes to speak, and please state your name and address before you speak for the record. Addressing the commission, would somebody like to make a motion to add the previous comment made by the lady earlier, Mrs. Knobloch, to our minutes for this session?
I'd make a motion to have her comments added
to this portion of our agenda. Thank you.
I second that.
Thank you, Commissioner Moore. And thank you, Commissioner Harris. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. You ready to call it up for just this portion? All right. Ms. Kim, would you call the roll for this portion?
Commissioner Tay.
Aye.
Commissioner Anderson.
Aye.
Commissioner Harris.
Aye.
Commissioner Ross.
Aye.
Commissioner Moore.
Aye.
Motion to add Mrs. Knobloch's comments to zoning case Z24-07
public hearing record.
Public hearing record?
Yes.
Carries unanimously.
Thank you. Okay, and if, are there any additional comments? Seeing none, the public hearing is now closed and the time is now 6:50 p.m. May I have a motion to approve zoning case Z24-07?
I move we approve rezoning case Z24-07.
Okay. With the addition?
Yes, with the additions. I'll second it.
Mr. Ross, is there a second? Thank you, Commissioner Harris. All righty. Is there any discussion on this agenda item?
I just have a comment. I mean, I've driven by your development on Huntsmith Corville, and it's beautiful.
Thank you, sir.
I appreciate your presentation. Very thorough. I'm in favor of it.
Mm-hmm. Anyone else have any comments?
I want to thank him for reaching out to the community, and it sounds like you're developing a relationship with the people that live around there, and so that they feel supported, and that's why you, ma'am, came up to speak. You are in favor of this as opposed to the person that was going to build before. Is that my understanding?
Yes, ma'am. I think this is what they want to build, is very respectful, you know, to the fact that it's going to be next to homes, mm-hmm. and I feel like, you know, it would be a good thing. Mm-hmm.
It looks very nice.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Thank you for your comments.
All right. Anybody else have any comments?
I have a question concerning the two written comments that were received by the city. I see one in my hand as I sat down. I reviewed my package twice. I don't recall seeing two.
There's two dots.
Do we have?
Yes. There was an email sent to me.
Okay. That's all I was printing out.
Oh, that's why it's printed out. Okay.
The other one was just a blank check.
I have the hard copy of the one that was mailed in, if you would like to see it.
So there were two.
Yeah, there should be.
And this is one of the two.
Yes.
Okay, that's what I was confused on. Do we have
three
or do we have two?
Would you give it to me, please? Yeah. Just pass it down. Go ahead. Pass it down.
Do you want to walk?
And one was in our package? I just
yes.
Was
yes.
The one that's in your packet. Okay.
This one states that they are opposed. Mm-hmm. It's a Tommy, can't read it. I think it says M-A-N-E-S-E. Anyway, he lives in Pine Meadows.
Okay, thank you.
All righty. Thank you. And I'm going to give this to Ms. Kim to put it scanned into the record.
Where's it going?
Okay. Is there any other discussion or questions?
The one I'm just at?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go back up.
Ms. Harris?
I'm sorry.
Here we go.
I was asking him to go back to that slide. Mm-hmm. See, that guy would be right across the street there, right in front of him.
Yeah, I did see the notification, Harris. I just didn't see the actual. Yeah, there we go.
Right.
Page 19. It's
on page 19.
In the packet on page 19.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. The gentleman that mailed in, that the one that was it scanned into y'all's package, mm-hmm. is the one on the left. And the gentleman that emailed me this afternoon mm-hmm. about 3:30 is the red dot on the right.
Got it.
Well, I know this. Staff
Thank you.
Is always excellent, and no matter how last minute they get it, you get it to us. And that's a good thing. I do have one question of staff. Since this is
okay.
been...
Okay. For of staff or the applicant?
For staff.
Okay.
Since this was approved as the new zoning district, the residential retail, mm-hmm. is this the first property we've applied this to?
Yes, it just became effective in, I guess, the beginning of March. So, yes, this is the first one.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. Is there any other discussion or questions? Seeing none, would you please call the roll, Ms. Kim?
Yes, ma'am. Commissioner Ross?
Aye.
Commissioner Moore?
Aye.
Commissioner Tagg?
Aye.
Commissioner Anderson?
Aye.
Commissioner Harris?
Aye.
Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. All right. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn. I second.
Okay, slow down. I know Ryan is fast as you two manage to talk.
You're welcome.
Okay, so which one of you made the motion? Thank you, Commissioner Anderson.
Can't beat him.
And...
I seconded.
Yes.
You're so fast.
Commissioner Moore seconded. Okay, I'm not done yet. Thank you. Would you please call the roll, Ms. Kim?
Yes, ma'am. Commissioner Harris?
Aye.
Commissioner Ross?
Aye.
Commissioner Moore?
Aye.
Commissioner Tag?
Aye.
Commissioner Anderson?
Aye.
Motion to adjourn carries unanimously.
The meeting is now adjourned, and the time is 6:55 p.m. Thank you all. Appreciate you coming today. You got the time.
The commission was much more less rowdy than that happened.
Oh, my goodness.
You guys are way out of control over there.
I'll bring 2 gold stars next time. We'll put them on your chart.